My every atom bursts forth with every choice I dream about. My every atom bursts forth with every choice I dream about. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. My every atom bursts forth with every choice I dream about. I like to dream about the choice that I live in my ideal body. I like to dream about the choice that every atom in my ideal body is ideal. Every atom in my ideal body lives forever and ever and ever as the ideal that it is created to be. Every atom in my body is created to be a perfect atom. Every atom in my body is created to be an absolutely wonderful, fantastic, glorious atom. Now, it's not because I want it that way. It's just that's the way it is. Because divine creation, and I am a divine creation, and everyone is a divine creation, a divine creation is created absolutely whole and perfect and wonderful and magnificent in every possible way. It has nothing to do with what I would like to be. It has nothing to do with what I should be or I must be or I can be. It's my original purity and integrity was always ideal. My original purity and integrity is always manifest, beautiful, and perfect forever and ever and ever. Now, my choice is to experience and enjoy my original purity and integrity. My choice is to live in that wholeness that I am all the time. Now, when I'm getting old and my body is getting decrepit, why? Because I think I'm getting old and I think my body is getting decrepit. When I'm young, I think my body is young, and I think my body is vital, dynamic, alive. I think everything is in perfect divine order. I think everything is wonderful and magnificent, and it is. But you see, that's the way it is. A young person is dynamic and alive. An older person is a little senile and getting on with the years. Why? Why? Do our cells grow old? Do the cells of my body grow old? Do the cells of my mind grow old? Do the cells in my being change from what they were originally? Oh, not all. I put a cloud over them. that cloud is my experiences. The cloud is the life that I'm living. The cloud is the area that says this is not so good or that's not so good. It's not my reality. Tucked away in me is my reality. Tucked away in me is my reality. Now, why is it that tucked away in me is my reality? Tucked away means that it is there, and it is there readily available. It is there easily attained, easily brought out. It is there. It is not hiding. It is not saying that it's not there. It's not making it difficult for me to find it. It is very much there, tucked away. It's just like you have many books and you have them tucked away in your bookcase. They're easily, readily acceptable. And whatever interests turn you on, that's the book you draw out of the bookcase. Whatever things turn you on, that's what draws you out of the interest level that you're working on. Now, what are you going to do, and what am I going to do about these wonderful atoms that exist in my body, absolutely perfect now, like they did in the beginning? And though my body may have gone through a lot of interesting experiences, though it may have aged, or though it may still be young, it doesn't matter. That Original purity and integrity is still 100% there. Now, can I take my attention and put it on my original purity and integrity? Can I have every choice I dream about be about my original purity and integrity? Can I have all of my life be an expression of who and what I am? Or am I going to think that I am being somebody because that's what the world is, that's what life is? A young person is this, a middle-aged person is that, an old person is that. A sick person is this, a well person is that. Hey, let's think just about being a well person. I was thinking, as I think about people, and I think about how we live, and how we say we don't want to live a long life in a sick body. We don't mind living a long life in a healthy body with enough abundance to take care of ourselves and so forth. Well, that's all the same package. That's all the same package. All of your life you have lived. Some better, some worse. But all of your life you've lived. Now, when you were thinking beautiful thoughts, when you were thinking positive thoughts, when you were thinking abundant thoughts, and when you were thinking healthy thoughts, you were living an abundant and healthy life. But then along comes some little problem, and it causes you to think negative thoughts. It causes you to think unhealthy thoughts and unhappy thoughts and lack of abundance. It causes you to think that. It causes me to think that. If I allow myself to get caught in that trap and think that, then that's what I'm going to experience. But if I can work myself into the idea that I only live in my original purity and integrity concept, I only live in my original purity and integrity realization, I only live in my original purity and integrity, period. Whatever dust, whatever illusions have gotten over my original purity and integrity, it's still there. It's still there, tucked away, waiting to be revealed, waiting to be brought forth, waiting to be cleaned up, waiting to be purified by my thought about it. Whenever I say all is in divine order, I'm purifying my original purity and integrity. All is in divine order. I'm purifying my original purity and integrity. All is in divine order, and all is in divine order. And my life is so wonderful and so positive and so good. Now, we don't have to die in sick bodies. We don't have to die. We don't have to live in sick bodies. We don't have to live in poor experiences. We have all the abundance of the universe right at our fingertips. We have all of the goodness that life is right in our mind, tucked away with all of the experiences we think are so real. And the experiences of enjoying wealth and the experiences of enjoying poverty are both the same thing. They're done by what sort of thoughts I think about, what sort of information I let burst forth from the atoms of my being. Are the atoms of my being going to burst forth the idea that I am healthy? Are the atoms going to burst forth the idea that I am wealthy, I am happy, I'm fantastic in every way? Well, if they do, then I can be sure I am going to have a very wonderful life, a very wonderful experience. I'm going to have everything in divine order, yes. And grand and glorious it is indeed. And that is who I am. That is what I am. That is how I am. And I am so happy in my realization that my every atom bursts forth with every choice I dream about. And tucked away in every atom of my being is its original purity and integrity. The original purity and integrity just waiting to pop out and come out and say, hey, here I am, here I am, here I am. just waiting to pop out and say, "Here I am." Now, are you ready to pop out and say, "Here I am"? Am I ready to pop out and say, "Here I am," and know that my every atom bursts forth with the choice I dream about? And the choice I dream about is my original purity and integrity. My choice I dream about is my wholeness. The choice I dream about is my abundance. The choice I dream about is absolute joy, harmony, peace, love, and all that's good. And every moment of my life, every moment of my life, I am thinking these thoughts. Every moment of my life, I'm going into my bookcase of who I am, and I'm pulling out that original purity and integrity everywhere. It's right there. Actually, what I'm doing, I'm dusting off the concepts that say it's not there. I'm dusting off the concepts that would limit me, and I'm revealing the fact that it's there. It's there waiting for me to say, "Yes, I am my original purity and integrity. Yes, I am whole and perfect. Yes, I am wonderful. Yes, I am all that is good and beautiful now, right now." And as I say, "I am wonderful, beautiful, and good right now," that's when it happens. Do I want to live in a healthy body? Do I want to live in a wealthy life? Do I want to be all that I am? It's just a matter of me reaching in my bookcase where I have it tucked away and bringing out my original purity and integrity, which is the joy of my life, the peace of my life, the happiness of my life. And when I do that, everything works out coming up roses. For that's who I am. That's what I am, and that's why I am. Do you want to do this? I think you do. Do you want to recognize that every thought you think is your original purity and integrity? Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, I like that. Every thought I think is my original purity and integrity. Just saying that makes me tingle all over. Just saying that makes me feel wonderful, makes me feel grand, makes me feel fantastic. Just saying that. And indeed, I am saying that now. Because that is who and what I am. I am my original purity and integrity right now, expressing, living, being right now, and all the days of my life. Right now, and all the days of my life are eternity, for I am immortal. I live forever in my original purity and integrity. I live forever in my original purity and integrity, and that is what I think about, I dream about, I am, and that is all that matters. Join me in this realization, because this is who you are. Join me in this conviction that your original purity and integrity is just tucked away in the bookcases in your heart, where you keep all your ideas. Because that's your reality. And you have made yourself think that you're different than your reality. And that's a silly thing to do. Because you are not different than your original purity and integrity. You are your original purity and integrity now, and you always will be. It's just a matter of where are you placing your dream? Where are you placing your dream? Where am I placing my dream? What is my value? What is my ideal for myself? What is my delight for myself? You and I each make that choice every moment of our life. And as we make that choice, it remains that way forevermore. Join with me in this wonderful acceptation of my reality and you of your reality, that all is in divine order now. I am living my original purity and integrity, and so it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.